It is Friday, February 28th, 2014, the last day of the month. This is Friday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
It is such a shame you can't see into the studio because everybody is decked out in purple and green and gold and Mardi Gras beads. It's amazing.
I mean, that's what my office looks like, but we're in Kyle's office.
Yeah. Or I could be making all of that up just to introduce the fact that we're going to talk about Mardi Gras. You know, Mardi Gras dates back to pagan celebrations of spring and fertility.
Did not know that.
I did know that.
Of course you did.
And of course, Rome came along and jumped on the bandwagon.
Right.
The excesses of Mardi Gras became a prelude to Lent.
Right.
So what's important to me is that the first American Mardi Gras took place on March 3rd, 1699, just south of New Orleans. And explorers named Iberville and Bienville, which should sound familiar to you if you love New Orleans.
Right.
So we should celebrate.
Oh, that's what Mardi Gras is all about, celebration.
And if we can't go to New Orleans, we should celebrate here.
Can we?
We can.
I'm going to.
They can't all come to your house.
I'm going to a friend's house.
Well, they can't all come to your friend's house.
No, it's pretty full right now.
Okay, so let's talk about the ones they can all go to.
Yes.
There's a Mardi Gras parade at 2 o'clock Saturday in downtown Fayetteville. Family friendly. They are going to start on the square, travel up Block Avenue, then west on Dixon Street, and end at West Avenue. Fat Tuesday Second Line Parade starts at 8 o'clock Tuesday on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Not so family friendly. It traverses some favorite watering holes.
Sure.
Festivities start at 7 with the crowning of the royalty, and then the Billy Zydeco Band will lead revelers through party spots.
Does that start at Jose's? That's usually where they start, right?
Yes.
I was there last year for that, and that was family friendly.
That part.
The bars are not family friendly. Obviously, you cannot take your three-year-old to the bar.
Right, but the crowning, and yes, yeah. She's right. That's family friendly.
Yeah.
There's a Mardi Gras parade at 2 o'clock Saturday in Eureka Springs,
of course there is.
Of course there is.
I've never made it to Eureka for Mardi Gras.
Led by the crew of Crazo, which, by the way, is Ozark spelled backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme of this year's parade is Eureka Circus.
Oh, I like it.
Yes.
There's a Beaux Arts Ball at 7 o'clock Saturday at the Basin Park Hotel in Eureka Springs. That's $25. Dancing to the music of, let's see, a party band called Ultra Suede.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of them.
Me too. And there's a jazz brunch Sunday starting at 11 at the Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs. Also $25, and you can call 253-9652 for reservations.
Now, I'll tell you, no one would mistake, because of size and various things, no one would mistake Eureka Springs for New Orleans. But they do it right.
It's as close as you can get.
I had a friend who was in the court one year, and I went over, and it was a 3-4 night deal.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they take it very seriously, and it's a lot of fun.
It is very festive. If you'd like a little quieter festivities, this weekend is the Orchid Show at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks.
You'll see some purple and gold there, I suppose.
You will, but it'll all stay still.
Yes.
And it won't be drinking.
Yes.
Sponsored by the Orchid Society of Northwest Arkansas, there's a reception at 6 today, and the show and sale is from 9 to 5 tomorrow and 9 to 4 on Sunday, $5 admission.
And you can meet some of the most passionate people.
Oh, yeah.
Orchid growers are just fascinating to talk to.
Absolutely.
Well, isn't it because orchids are really hard to grow? So it takes a certain amount of dedication?
It takes dedication, and there are some that are harder to get. And
I mean, I kill everything, but
it's like so many things, model trains, whatever. There are different levels of dedication and passion and discipline.
I did a story one year about a lovely lady who has a whole little greenhouse attached to her house full of orchids, and they're gorgeous. So this is the weekend for Fantastic Mr. Fox at Trike Theater.
Mm-hmm. Antoinette sat in on a rehearsal there.
I did, but they're going to be at Northwest Arkansas Community College.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Trike Theater's presentation at 6:30 today, 2 tomorrow and Sunday. It's in White Auditorium, and tickets are $68. The theater company in Harrison is presenting The Importance of Being Earnest.
Oscar Wilde.
I don't know this story.
It is a delightful little drawing room comedy. Very nice and peaceful.
Yes.
That's at 6:30 today and tomorrow and 1:30 Sunday at 12 Oaks Estate in Harrison. And it's a dinner theater. 870-365-8894. Bentonville High School is doing The Crucible.
not a nice little parlor comedy.
No, and not
it's very serious.
Yes.
Not a simple show for high schoolers.
No.
It really requires dedication, and you know, it's about witchcraft hysteria in Salem, and it's a very serious show. Directed by the amazing Justin Schauer.
Yes.
At 7 o'clock today and tomorrow and 2 o'clock Sunday at Arend Art Center. Tickets are $5 to $8. And the Arkansas Winds Community Concert Band is performing at 7:30 Saturday at Central United Methodist Church in Fayetteville, their winter escape concert, which if the weather does what it's supposed to do.
Oh, if only we could escape it.
Well.
But that's Saturday, and I don't think anything nasty, if it happens, is supposed to happen until Sunday.
Okay, I tried February 2nd to take all the kids from my daughter's group home to the Ladybacks game.
Yeah.
It snowed like a banshee.
Yeah, it did.
We have exchanged the tickets for this Sunday, the last Sunday afternoon game of the season. Mm. So if you do any mojo about weather out there, please help me out.
All right.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.